reached the voicemail box of...
It's, me again. So, quarantine restrictions, huh, have risen. Stage 5. Guess we're not going to be seeing, Charlie on his birthday or anything. I was really looking forward to, you know, seeing everybody there and finally having a bit of fun, despite all of the shit that's been going on for the past couple of months. Who am I kidding? I need to cut to the chase. I'm really sorry for what you've had to see on Instagram. That video of me saying all that shit about you and saying how much I liked you, and that was for no one else to see. I don't even know who recorded that, let alone when that was taken. But after doing a bit of digging, I think I realized who did it and when it was taken. But I don't think you care about that. And I've noticed that you have been kind of quiet on social media with everyone tagging you, and, holy shit, this is really hard to say. I mean, I wish I could say this to you in person, but I think you really deserve a formal apology sooner than later. We won't really be able to see each other for 6 weeks, so I thought it'd be best to do it sooner than later. And I don't know if you're comfortable to do a FaceTime call or anything, so this is the best and closest I'm gonna get. Okay, so... the whole thing with that video, I was extremely drunk. We were venting about guys and girls, some of us. We were just angry about how our lives been and how quarantine's been suckish. And the topic of crushes came up, and, so it was apparently my turn to confess things that even I don't remember now when I was drunk. So, oh my god, fuck, my heart is racing. I want you to know that no matter what happened, I still consider you one of my best friends. And you were never supposed to know that. My feelings towards you were never supposed to be known. I was planning to take how I felt to the grave and never telling you because I didn't want to lose an amazing friend. We've been friends for over a year. I don't want to lose anything with you. At work, you make me smile. At home, whenever we talk on call and play games together, you make me laugh. Whenever I need a smoke break, you're always there to cheer me up. And whenever I need someone to lean on, you're always there for me. But that doesn't mean that I should let my feelings get in the way of things. I shouldn't let my feelings get in the way of things. And I don't deserve you. There are so many prettier girls and cooler people you could be hanging out with, but you choose to stick around with me. I'm just a girl who likes to draw and play Valorant and World of Warcraft and talk about her favorite TV shows on Netflix and just stay at home on her sweatpants on most weekends, and I don't want to lose my best friend. I don't want to lose you. I wish I could go back and take it all back, and just, that video never happened in the first place, and I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And I know I can't say it to you in person, but I want you to know directly from me that I love you, I really do, and more than just a friend. You don't have to reply or say anything back. Hell, if you don't even want to be my friend anymore, I totally understand. Just know that everything with you was real and true, and I would never want to hurt you or make you look like an ass or embarrass you in front of people, and I know how bad you're with your social anxiety, and I know how it's probably all really embarrassing for you. I'm so sorry. Well, if you ever need someone to talk to, just know that I'm always there, even if you choose to never speak to me again. I didn't get to tell you the great news that, I got accepted into my, dream art school in Canada in the next semester that's open. Even though COVID's kind of broken everything at the moment and things are impossible to do, I never got a chance to tell you that the dream college that I wanted to go to I got in. I got the letter 2 days ago, and I've been so busy, so I didn't have a chance to tell you at work, and then everything happened the following night. And I'm so sorry. Just... You'll always be my favorite, bro. I love you so, so much. And I don't think I can imagine my life without you. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go, though. I really hope you're having a safe time at home, and you're dealing with everything a bit better than I do. Or am, or... Fuck, I can't fucking speak. I miss you. I love you, dude. I just... I hope you're doing okay. I'll always be there for you, even if you hate me. Bye. Fucked everything up.